The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Ben O'Shea, he's
Jenna
in
Clark.
The building.
Yes, back in the studio.
How are you feeling?
Oh, look, it's nothing that some antibiotics and pseudoephedrine can't fix. So at the moment, I'm feeling great.
Good to have you back, my friend.
Yeah, I might cough every now and then, so just be aware of that.
What's making news in the Wild West this morning?
Okay, so this is an interesting one. Out in Kalgoorlie, a former security guard is obviously so enamoured of his baton, which is not a euphemism. And so it's one of those extendable batons that you kind of like whip it out.
Like the sabers?
Yeah. Like the police have. There's a name for them. I don't remember what the name is. Anyway, and so like he left his security guard job, but didn't realise that these extendable batons are actually a prohibited weapon. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a licence to carry them. So there you go.
I didn't think security guards were allowed to have them.
No, well, security guard, if they're licensed, they can have them. But if you don't have that current license, you're not allowed to have them. So this bloke was just driving around, pulled over by the cops who were just conducting a routine traffic stop in Kalgoorlie, and they found this baton in his glove box. He's like, oh, yeah, well, it's mine, but I didn't know it was illegal. Of course it was. So he's been charged with a weapons charge and sent to the Kalgoorlie Magistrates Court. And his defence attorney said, look, you know, like he once was a security guard. He just didn't realise that this was a prohibited weapon. So, you know, is ignorance an excuse? And the magistrate took it on board because he didn't really have any prior convictions for anything and said that, you know, given that he was a pretty decent fella, just going to give him a fine. Just going to give him a fine for carrying a prohibited weapon.
It
was only $300.
Only?
Yeah, but he also had to hand in his beloved baton.
That's a bit.
Baton? Baton?
I call it baton because I'm trying to be fancy.
I was going to say, or is a baton like when you're a cheerleader, you know, like to the tossing the baton?
Mate, he should have used that excuse.
Yeah, exactly. It makes you wonder, do cheerleaders need licenses for their batons? No. It's not a weapon.
I don't know. It never came up in Bring It On or Bring It On 2. I need to go back and watch them. Now, what is going on in the city of Vic Park and why are weddings going to change dramatically?
Well, it's a war on waste. War on waste over there in Victoria Park. So what they're going to do is they're going to clamp down on confetti and rice and balloons and single-use straws and all that kind of stuff. And so at weddings now, well, it depends on how it goes at the council meeting tomorrow night. So there's the motion up to ban confetti and all of this types of this rubbish that just happens at any council-approved event. So that includes weddings and birthday parties in their, you know, sort of
in the
like
parks
and stuff like that.
Sure.
You know, mostly it's a pretty good idea, I think. They talked to a celebrant about it, and the celebrant said, well, not many people use confetti anymore. Like, most people are pretty aware that it's not great for the environment. Uh-huh. Even rice. Most people don't use rice anymore for the same reason, because the birds eat it. It's bad for their digestive system. Yeah, exactly. We've all been there. And so they're going to suggest, and even, this is the other thing, even rose petals, right?
Yeah.
Even that is going to be banned, but not by the council, by a lot of venues, because rose petals get, I didn't know this, but they get very slippery.
Oh.
On like a tiled floor or something like that. I guess they like got the moisture in there or something. So you throw the rose petal down. Oh, look at that, so romantic. And then Nana slips over and breaks her hip, and there's nothing romantic about that.
No.
So don't do rose petals either. They're suggesting one good option is you get a hole punch and hole punch leaves, and then you throw the hole that you just punched, whatever you'd call that little round thing from the hole punch.
If anyone is doing that, I can't even with you.
I know. Can you imagine?
Imagine making your bridesmaids. Okay, guys, got an idea.
No.
We're going to have, rather than the hen's night, we're going to sit around and we're going to punch holes in eucalyptus.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'd have to be a major bridezilla to do that. And so, but we've probably given some people some ideas out there right now. I'm going to get Beryl and Doris and Shazza. They're going to be punching leaves like there's no tomorrow. You've got till Saturday, girls.
Get on it.
Yeah. Well, if the town of Vic Park has their way, that's the only thing you'll be allowed to throw at a wedding. There's some other sustainable, biodegradable options out there. If you're planning a wedding, just, you know, do your research. Yeah, do research.
Or get the friends that you don't really like or your second tier family members to go and punch holes in leaves.
Yeah, punch holes in leaves. Exactly. It's a good one for the kids as well. Oh my God, kids. The kids.
Did you just think of that? Because you're a genius.
No, I didn't make it up. I didn't think I would never in a million years ever think of that as something that people should do. Apparently, it looks great. I can't imagine it. That would look. I don't think it would almost be invisible, I would
about
have
anything less.
I know, right?
Than stuff you throw it away.
I know. Fantastic. Anyway, so there you go. So hopefully people out there have learned something today, and at the very least, they'll know not to use the confetti, so, especially in Vic Park.
Indeed. It's all banned. All fun is banned.
All fun is banned.
Ben O'Shea, thank you so very much for joining us in the Wild West. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow.
Sure will.